Well, listen back to what you're saying there. Great that new format. Really keep the legal aspect out of it. You know, with the make sure that if there is any troubles, well, there shouldn't be because everyone's, you know, entitled to keep their information just for them if need be. And it's not going to halt sharing though, is it? Because certain stuff that only certain people need to know. New format are definitely helping towards that. Today's interview is a natural successor to one that I carried out a few months ago with Bluebeam Sasha Reed, and another that I've done recently with Women in BIM founder Rebecca DeChico. Now, my chats with those ladies featured discussion on ensuring that females are not only attracted into our industry, but then they also stay there as well and are treated on a level playing field. So, can you tell me about your passion for ensuring that equality becomes a reality?
Absolutely, Jack. So this is a topic that I've been passionate about for a really long time, as far back as I can remember. I can tell you that I was a student in a high school calculus class when our instructor told the five women in the class, out of I think around 20-ish people, that we were in the wrong class. I'm not sure if that was intentional, but he absolutely lit a fire in every one of us. I've taken that and tried to personally light a fire under my own daughters and others as well. Sometimes that requires just a little bit of encouragement. Other times it's required me to provide one-on-one tutoring, that kind of thing. And I've tried to be a role model for young students and a mentor as well, both in the school and in the office. I've supported gifted and talented efforts in local school districts, employer-sponsored initiatives in the community, like the things that New Forma does to help students in the community. I've supported, robotics and other extracurricular competitions and challenges. I volunteered to have students come job shadow me to see what it's like to work in high tech and work in product management. And I've even convinced a few engineers to let some students job shadow them. The sooner that students, and especially young girls, get comfortable with math and science, the more they'll be driven to succeed with it. I think we can attract people to this industry not just by saying that, but also by showing that women can be an integral part of the workforce, that they can have equal opportunities to advance, and that they get the flexibility that they need for long-term work-life balance. And I think that the combination of the academic preparation that we give to our students, plus the role models that we give them in the industry, will help make women in the technical workforce in a position of equality a reality.
Sounds good to me. And you mentioned a fire being lit. It's great that it's still burning very passionately. As a female yourself, in a very prominent position as well, you must be proud that New Forma really championed the need for equality for women and, match that passion that you have.
Yeah, New Forma is a great company when it comes to fairness and equality. People, regardless of gender, regardless of anything really, get increasing levels of responsibility because they are capable of handling it. And isn't that how it should be? They get promotions because they've earned them. And I think it's just completely refreshing. I mean, I've been at companies where the executive and leadership teams are all or nearly all male, and it really is very refreshing at New Forma to see women, in key roles throughout the company.
It's also refreshing to see that New Forma have been sponsoring some industry groups that support young women and introduce them to successful female figures within the technology world. Can you touch upon maybe some of the initiatives that New Forma have been a part of?
So, New Forma has been a part of initiatives like you mentioned, helping in the schools. We've done, some volunteer efforts where we provide school supplies for students at the beginning of the school year. We've gone into the schools to help with different initiatives with giving them access and visibility to the types of careers that can go on in the high tech sector, and really just been part of the community, not only in the school and with the student sense, but also with sponsorships of, I don't know, ra different races, walks and running races, where we're helping raise money to fund different types of medical research and things like that. So overall, I think we've absolutely been around and in the community. We have a vibrant internship program at New Forma, where we have students that come in from local colleges, some during the school year for, kind of on a credit basis, and some over the entire, summer season, where they are absolutely contributing and getting an opportunity not only to work in a specific role and see what would it be like in that role, say product management or engineering or marketing or whatever, but also have an opportunity while they're here over the course of that 3 months to learn about every role in the company to see if those are types of things that they could potentially be interested in. So Newform is really out there in terms of allowing people to know the types of things that we do and also helping them have confidence in a technology career.
Mm-hmm. Well, Shari, I'm sold. Where can I sign? Sticking with this side of the pond where I'm at, a recent Accenture report has surveyed young women in the UK and Ireland, and 77% of those respondents believed that there is a lack of high-profile female figures within the sciences, tech, and engineering sector. Now, why do you think that there is this dearth of authority for females? And do you think it's down to a lack of talent or a lack of numbers?
So I think that the lack of high-profile females in the STEM sector is likely due to a number of things, but I don't think that it's talent. Mm-hmm. I think it's about numbers. It's about the number of women who studied and pursued those STEM careers, and that gets back to, at the earliest stages, we absolutely must encourage students to do that, to study those things. It's a little bit about getting off track, right? So the number of women who take a break from their careers to tend to family, people do that. It's kind of important. It's that work-life balance. So if you take a few years off, I think you can overcome the difference. But if you take 5 or more years, you're sort of viewed as not being committed to your career. And I think it really does set you back a bit. And I think it's about opportunities, right? In general, the number of women afforded advancement opportunities just doesn't seem equal to the number of opportunities afforded to men. And that's, I think that's really why you don't see as many women in positions of authority.
Now, the report's results also revealed that 60% of girls aged 12 believe that mathematics and sciences are too hard to learn. And then even 42% of parents believe that those types of careers we've mentioned today are only suitable for boys. So how can we change those perceptions?
So, Jack, I was a math nerd and a math major, and it absolutely is hard. I think that parents have a responsibility to collaborate with our educators and inspire children to learn subjects that will help them in life, even if they are hard. You know, we use and need math and technology every day, much as we use our native language. It can't be an elective. And if it's not an elective, some of those girls will rise to the top. They're just going to be good at it. We don't really know where the next budding engineer or scientist is going to come from. You know, who's going to be the next Marie Curie? Who's going to be the next Mariam Mirzakhani, the first woman in, I think, 53 years who was awarded the prestigious Fields Medal for math? We just don't know where they're going to come from. So it's really all about encouragement and those equal opportunities.
Do you think one way of encouragement is sponsoring schools? So if there's, you know, for example, if there's a company out there now who are BIM consultants and they think, yeah, maybe there's not enough BIM consultants, maybe there's not enough females in our work team, do you think sponsoring a school is a good idea?
Absolutely. I think active engagement in the education of the children in our society, not only in our own families, is critically important. Whether it's being involved in your own child's school or volunteering to lecture or conduct workshops in robotics or another STEM topic, engagement at all levels will invigorate the sciences and technology across the board.
Mm-hmm. Now, finally, for anyone listening who thinks that their company should try and reach out and sponsor a charity or an organization, what would be your advice to them?
My advice would be do it and don't hesitate. I spoke about this a little bit earlier, but Newforma and our employees are involved in a number of charities and a number of organizations within Greater Manchester, New Hampshire, and beyond. We've helped, you know, outfit the students with school supplies. We've walked and run in races to raise funds for medical research and care. We've helped support girls and women in STEM careers and many other things. And it's a great way to give back to the community while providing needed resources, you know, people power from the office or funds that will drive improvements at a local level and sometimes even a global level.